was like 7, 8, nothing. And I remember the Holy Spirit speaking to me and saying, you know, that's not for you, you need to get rid of it. And it was a challenge for me to get rid of your portable telly. I unplugged it mechanically under my arm downstairs, knocked on the door of the lad who I didn't know downstairs in the next bedsit. I said, you all right, mate? I said, do you want a portable telly? He said, yeah. He grabbed hold of it. And people don't like to receive something for nothing, do they? So he said, hang on, mate, I'll get something for you. Do you want a lamp? He grabbed his big tall bedside lamp. I said, yeah. Walked back upstairs with my big lamp. Plugged it in and the cord reached to my bed. Best thing I've ever done. Instead of coming in and switching my telly on, I'd go and switch my lamp on and start reading my Bible. Every day I'd read my Bible. I didn't sleep in like you guys do now. I didn't. I could have. I used to. But I've become a Christian. Don't waste your youth, will you? I got up every morning at 6 o'clock. I decided to. And I read the Bible for 2 or 3 hours. Prayed, read the Bible for 2 or 3 hours. Do you know what? I've had 30 years of preaching all over the world. Every day I preach just about. And I still preach today out of what God said to me then. Some of you say, I know, same old stories. No, and because God has touched my heart and changed my life. I've lived with Jesus, I've lived a good life, I have. Don't waste your opportunity, will you? If you're a Christian, get hold of it with both hands. Get to know the Bible, read the Bible. I know it's hard for you, I know you've got loads of distractions, I know you've always got a stream. You know, it's easy to listen to a podcast, yet it's nout that, it's nout compared to reading the Bible. And getting to know God yourself. Get on your own. Go for walks. Go up the hills. On your own. I don't like being on my own. Hey, no one says it's scary. It's scary being on your own. Because you face yourself and you face God. It's scary. It's scary for me now. God said to me a couple of years ago, I want you to go to Scotland, pray and fast 3 days. So I went and booked in a little place. Walking. First day, feel radical. All right, oh yeah, pray. Second day, oh. Hard work. Realise how much you don't know God. God gets scary when you get with him on your own. Are you scary? You need to use your youth. Don't waste it. You got an opportunity. Don't lie in. Don't lie in. What's that? You're wasting your life lying in. And then just watching. I know, alright, it's your thing, isn't it? Buttons and screens. But you have to find a way to know God. No, really. Beyond the surface stuff. Get to know God now. I had no education. When I went to Bible college, I was top of the class. Because I was the only person in Bible college who knew the Bible. It was easy. Because I knew it. Because I'd read it and read it and read it and read it. When I was 17, 18, 19. Punk rocker. On my own. In a bedsit. I didn't say the bedsit all day, just about 10 o'clock. Don't waste your youth. The other opportunity is this. This is your opportunity to tell people about Jesus. It is. Very soon, it'll all be over. And you will say to yourself, in heaven, you will think, I wished I'd been braver. I wished I'd opened my mouth and not given a monkeys about what they thought of me. I wish I'd been more courageous. You can't do that without the Holy Spirit, can you? So we want to pray for you this morning that you get that power and that, you know, to do that more. But this is your opportunity to do it. This is it. People right out there are desperate for what you've got. And I know we can't connect them without some power. But we can have that power if we ask. It's power you need. It is power. It's only one thing that overcomes fear, power. It's only one thing that breaks through the negativity in our culture against us. Power, credible, fire, boldness. Jesus has got it for you this morning. This mate of ours, Serafina, she's about your age, a little bit older maybe. She was at work and they said, oh, we're going out for a deal at the nightclub, and she wasn't bothered about going. Then her dad said, well, you're not doing out tonight, why don't you just go with them? So she said, all right, wasn't really bothered about going. So she went, she was on the dance floor, and this last season from school, and she says, oh, Serafina, how are you doing? Great to see you. I always loved you. Because people say, oh, so that's one of my dreams, don't they? Well, they say what they really think, actually, sometimes. Did I always love you, Seraphine? There was always something about you. There was always something different about you. What is it about you that's different? And in a moment, when she just said the right thing, she said, I suppose it's because I'm forgiven. This lass stopped dancing. She said, can I be forgiven? She said, yeah. She said, how do you get forgiven? She said, Jesus forgives you and takes away sins. This lass prayed with her on the dance floor, comes to Alpha, gets saved, totally saved, start inviting all of the mates along. Can happen with just one person, can't it? Just saying one right thing at the right time, in the right place, to the right person. You can save a bunch of people. Would anyone fancy doing that before you go? Anyone fancy taking a bunch with you? I'll take a big bunch with you, do you? I'm going to take a bunch of me from all over Europe and all over the world, all the places I've preached. I'm taking a bit. He's mad with this bunch. Come on! Do you want to take a bunch? It'd be good to take a bunch, wouldn't it? At least a couple. One will do. You need power to do that. So that's what we want to do. We want to pray for you to have power. He's two different lifestyles Paul speaks about. Mine and yours is the choice. Do not get drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery and immorality. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit and spend your life worshipping God. That's it. They're your choices. Two different lifestyles out there. There's only two. Each one. You get drunk. You're into drugs. You sleep around. You get all the sex and porn that you can. That's how people live. That's all they live for. That's all they live for. That's it. Pleasure, money, sex, 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 sex. That's it. Drunk, 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 drunk. That is the lifestyle. You can have it if you want. You can have it as a Christian if you want. But here's what Paul says to the early church, because apparently they're into it as well. Interestingly, human nature doesn't change, does it? Don't get drunk with wine. It leads to immorality. Getting drunk does lead to immorality, you know. Most people do things they regret when they're drunk, when they've had a drink. When you're not quite yourself because you've had a drink, just tell me the truth. Yeah. Well, what's the alternative? You've got to have something. You know how few it is. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Get beyond fire for God. And worship. Sing. Worship. Praise. That's your joy. That's your buzz. That's your laugh. That's how you live. What's that all we get? Yeah, that's it. Are they the only two alternatives? Can I have a bit of both? Not really, it doesn't work. They don't mix. So maybe, how are you living then? What are you after? What do you want? Oh, well, I'll just see. Oh, you're gone. You're lost. The world is strong and powerful. It's like a 40-mile-an-hour river. Ah, oh, should be all right. See you, Mum. See you, Dad. Just go to university. Bye. Or, I'm going to swim this river. I'm going to get from here to 25. I'm going to get to the point where I'm married to a Christian who's also on fire. I'm going to get from here, from where you are now, to 25, 26, married, on fire, still on fire, and I haven't gone anywhere. That's one heck of a swim. Flipping heck, you're going to have to be on fire to do that. You need some power from God to do that, guys. You're just going to waltz across. Then you'll join the gang. See you downstream! You were just picking yourself out when you're 25. You need to get sorted out. Oh, it's okay. God loves you. You can get sorted out. Hey, you can backslide. I believe in backsliding. It's in the Bible. You don't have to. You don't have to. I didn't. Well, I suppose I only got saved or something, didn't I? But worked for me. Living radical for God's worked for me. It does work, you know. So they're your choices. And God wants to seal you with his Holy Spirit. Seal you like a brand. Shh. Yeah, he's mine. She's mine. Shh. That's how you get. That's how when Jesus comes back, that's how he knows who's his, isn't it? You got a flame on the head. You got fire. Holy Spirit's the seal. Like the king's seal, you know, with the wax and all that, and the ring. Mine. Branding. Shh. Mine. We want to pray for you this morning that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with fire. Got God's mark on you, everyone can recognise it. You don't recognise it yourself. Sometimes you don't. Well, God can see it. The angels.